Today is Friday, January 3rd. Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. A major winter weather event could be on the way early next week. UW-Madison Professor of Atmospheric and Oceanic Sciences, John Martin.
We'll end up with a pretty decent snow event, and that'll be followed by easily the coldest air we've seen here in the last two or three, maybe five winters. So we'll be desperately cold on Thursday morning with fresh snow cover, fairly light winds. I wouldn't be surprised to see overnight lows into the minus teens, even maybe minus 20 in a few places.
Juneau County deputies have released more photos of a triple homicide suspect. Surveillance footage shows 47-year-old Virgil Thu inside of a new Lisbon Dollar General store on Sunday, hours before three people were found dead inside of a home in New Lisbon. Another photo released by deputies showed Thu on a trail camera that same day. Thu should be considered armed and dangerous. If you see him, contact the police or call 911. Three candidates have announced for state superintendent of public instruction: incumbent Jill Underley, education consultant Brittany Kinzer, and Sauk Prairie superintendent Jeff Wright have all registered. If the candidates gather at least 2,000 signatures by January 7th, voters will narrow the field for the April general election to two in a February primary. The Capital Times reports that Underley, elected in 2021, is proposing over $4 billion in spending toward K-12 schools. Wright previously ran for state assembly as a Democrat in 2016 and 2018. Kinzer owns an education consulting firm and previously led the state's Rocket Ship Schools and served as president of the Milwaukee-based City Forward Collective. Staff of the Wisconsin Elections Commission will investigate nearly 200 uncounted absentee ballots in Madison. During a special meeting Monday, Commission Chair Ann Jacobs made the case, citing the seriousness of what happened and the fact that the elections agency was not notified in a timely fashion. About all that's known at this point is that Madison election officials discovered 193 absentee ballots weeks after the November 5th election. WEC was made aware of the missing ballots on December 18th, the mayor's office and the public after that. Commissioner Don Millis called the extended timeline very disturbing. Yesterday's vote by the six-member commission to conduct the investigation was unanimous. Commissioner Marge Bostelman said she doesn't see the goal of an investigation as punitive, but rather to make sure this doesn't happen again. In a statement, Madison Mayor Sacha Rhodes said she agrees that an investigation can help provide transparency and accountability, as well as hopefully provide lessons that all Wisconsin clerks can learn to prevent similar errors in the future. A big endorsement for the head of Wisconsin's Democratic Party. Ben Wickler is running for chair of the Democratic National Committee. Now he has the support of the highest Democrat in the Senate, Chuck Schumer. Schumer called Wickler a tenacious organizer and proven fundraiser. This month, there are candidate forums for the people vying to run for the party's national committee. That includes the early frontrunner, the leader of the Democratic Party in Minnesota, Ken Martin. The election is February 1st. Gas Buddy released its 2025 fuel price outlook, forecasting a third consecutive year of lower gas and diesel prices. The outlook highlights key trends in gasoline and diesel prices, utilizing specific inputs, potential impacts on production, supply and demand changes, and a change in leadership in Washington. Gas Buddy projects that the yearly national average for gasoline in 2025 will decline to $3.22 per gallon, down from $3.33 in 2024, and significantly below the record highs of 2022. This decline represents continued relief for American drivers, but comes amid emerging uncertainties surrounding geopolitical tensions, potential tariffs, and a change in energy policies that add risk to this year's forecast. Highlights from Gas Buddy's 2025 fuel outlook include: the national average price of gasoline is expected to hit its lowest point in December, averaging $2.89 per gallon for the month. Gas prices could peak in April at a monthly average of $3.53 per gallon, while the daily average could top out as high as $3.67 per gallon, driven by seasonal increases in demand and the change to summer gasoline that occurs coast to coast at a varied pace. While most major U.S. cities will seek peak gas prices around $4 per gallon, West Coast cities such as Los Angeles and San Francisco could return to the mid-$5 per gallon range due to high fuel taxes, unique fuel requirements, and other state mandates. And Americans are expected to spend a combined $410.8 billion on gasoline in 2025, an 8% decrease from 2024's estimated $423.1 billion. Diesel prices are also forecast to decline in 2025, with a projected yearly national average of $3.48 per gallon. This reduction will benefit industries dependent on diesel, such as freight and agriculture, offering some respite from recent cost pressures. Got that common winter cold coming on? You should know that there are common mistakes happening when people pick up the counter medicines. Stetson Pochakis, an Aspirus pharmacy resident, says that sometimes people are taking two different products with the same ingredients in them, which doubles the dose and may increase side effects.
Patients at times may not read the labels or know what the active ingredients are in each medication. It is best to talk to your doctor when, say, if you have a cough, if you've been trying to treat it over the counter and it's been about a week and then the cough gets worse, let your provider know.
Petrikis says read the label and make sure it's not a combination product. Threatening messages have led to an arrest. Avoca Police Chief Chad Knabel reports that last Friday night at approximately 8:30, the Avoca Police Department received a complaint of someone sending threatening messages over the phone to a village resident. The messages were explicit and were against the complainant's life. Police met with the complainant, initiated an investigation, and gathered evidence which quickly confirmed the identity of the suspect. Police contacted the suspect by phone but could not convince her to meet with police to make a statement. Due to the suspect not cooperating, the Wisconsin Department of Corrections, Probation, and Parole were contacted, and area law enforcement agencies were notified to be on the lookout for Logan S. Taylor, 34, of Avoca. Yesterday, Logan Taylor appeared at the Iowa County Law Enforcement Center and was taken into custody without incident. Taylor was booked into the Iowa County Jail on a probation hold. Charges of harassment with threats to kill, unlawful use of a communications device, disorderly conduct, and bail jumping have been referred to the Iowa County District Attorney's Office for consideration. The time is drawing near for the 2025 Making a Difference Awards. The deadline to nominate those who are making a difference in your life is Monday. The awards committee appreciates all nominations which are made by the public. Mick Cosgrove is a Making a Difference Awards committee member.
Probably the most difficult part about running the Making a Difference Awards is getting the nominations. And I mention it often that people come up during the year and say, you should have given this award to so-and-so, or they did this. And my response is always, did you nominate him? Well, no. That's how we know about these people. It's impossible for the selection committee to go out and find, actually recruit. What we count on is the community coming up forth and telling us who's really making a difference in the lives of people in the greater Richland County area. And that was the whole kind of concept of starting these awards, was the people that we want to hear about are the ones that aren't doing it for the recognition. They're the ones that really deserve it. And often it always comes through, but we always encourage people, please nominate them so that we have the ability to honor them.
There are many categories for the Making a Difference Awards. They are Business of the Year, Outstanding Organization, Civic Leadership, Nonprofit of the Year, Best Face Forward, Community Stewardship, Emergency Responder, Educator of the Year, Medical Hero Award, or Healthcare Professional of the Year, Up and Coming Youth, and new this year, Employee of the Year. When nominating, the awards committee would appreciate as much information about the nominee as possible.
We want more than just, I nominate this person for this award. We need to hear a little bit about, the selection committee, I think, sometimes scratch their head because we need enough for them to say, yes, this really is someone that's making a difference. So we don't need a novel or anything, but we need a few paragraphs to really highlight exactly how they're making a difference to make that process for the selection committee work better.
You may submit a nomination by going to southwestpartners.org and clicking on the Making a Difference link and nominate. You may also mail the information to Making a Difference, care of Southwest Partners Incorporated, P.O. Box 651, Richland Center, 53581, or email your nomination to swp.acctg@gmail.com or drop the information off at 1313 West Seminary Street, Suite 100 in Richland Center. Nominations are due by this Monday at 5 o'clock.